welcome to this FreePod Timbuktu interview, focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. I'm Becky Connors, and today I'm here with Kim Segafis to talk about the celebration of Native Americans at Oakdale Nature Center on Saturday, June 7th. Kim, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right. So this sounds like a wonderful event. And I understand it's the third time you've hosted it?
Yes.
Great. All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, this is our third annual. The first two were held at the Muse and Cedar Creek, which has been sold.
Yeah.
And so we needed to move it. And since I live in Freeport, I wanted to move it here.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, in the hometown and
Oakdale is just such a beautiful place to have any event. It's a great place for that.
It is, and it's not utilized like it should be, I don't think, because not a lot of people go out there.
Not as many as could, that's for sure.
Yes.
And it's nice because there's the tabernacle in case it rains. So rain or shine, make sure and come to the celebration of Native Americans on Saturday, June 7th. Can you tell us about some of the activities? What will people see and do when they go?
Sure. Well, it's from 10 to 5. The event is free. And it's an education day. And so we're inviting people to come out to learn a little bit about Native American people. And so there will be lots of things going on, both in the tabernacle and out on the grounds of Oakdale. We are going to have dancers and singers and drummers will be there. So there'll be Native music there for sure. We will also be having vendors, and those will be in the tabernacle as well as outside. And we have a children's craft area where they'll learn how to make different Native crafts. We have someone coming to do some face painting. And we have Hoohaven coming out. And they're going to be out, I believe they're the first thing that happens. I think they're coming at 11, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's Hoo, H-O-O.
Yes.
And they bring owls, correct?
They bring a lot of birds.
Oh, okay.
And they won't tell me what they're bringing. It's a surprise. So it'll be a surprise to the rest of us as well. But we're very excited. And they will be in the tabernacle.
Uh-huh.
I imagine so, because if the birds got loose, we'd have to chase them around. So
yeah.
It's probably best that
and
they're
in
there.
And Oakdale's pretty big. They
oh, yes.
Around, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So tell us about the musicians, the drummers who are coming, the musicians and dancers, where are they coming from? Who are they?
Sure. Okay. So we are doing this in conjunction with what I call NAC, the Native American Awareness Committee. They are a group that has been together for a very long time out of Rockford.
Oh.
And I joined their group about 3 or 4 years ago when I first started looking into doing CONA, Celebration of Native Americans. And they were very helpful, and they've helped every year. And so this year is not going to be any different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some dancers coming from there. We have drummers coming from there. Our fry bread, we're going to sell fry bread.
I'm sure that will be very popular. Fry bread's
yes.
Delicious.
And so, and that vendor will be coming out of that group as well. And so they'll be floating around as well. We have a teepee coming, and so people will be able to see that. And
nice.
Yeah. And so, we have been very fortunate. We've been supported really well by the community.
Uh-huh.
And by the local businesses, and also by NAC, the Native American Awareness Committee out of Rockford. And so we're very excited this year, especially now with our new location, to
yeah.
be able to move here. And we have lots of room to spread out, and we have a place if it rains. And so the first year we had it was about 110 in the shade.
Oh, my.
If you guys can remember back about three, four years ago. And then last year it was it rained and stormed and blew us out of
You're
the county.
You're not selling this very well by saying that.
I know, but this year we are well prepared.
Great.
So we will be inside we have inclement weather, and then we'll be hopefully inside and outside if it's nice.
And are there certain tribes that are represented at this event?
There are many, many tribes represented.
Okay.
So there's not just one. So there's Ojibwa, Potawatomi, and Ho-Chunk. And so a lot of the area tribes are represented.
And will we see traditional costumes?
Yes. Yep. We'll all be dressed in our regalia. And so the dancers will. We have a fancy dancer coming, as well as a jingle dress dancer.
Oh,
and
I've seen shows about the jingle dress dancers. Wow. And read stories and books about that. Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are the vendors? What kind of vendors will there be?
They're the only prerequisite we had, other than we preferred to have vendors that had Native American items. We also are allowing in people that did handmade items. Okay. And so that's what we're looking at. So everything should be handmade. I know that I have a table, and my table will have all Native American items on it.
And I understand that there's a friendship dance.
There is.
What is the friendship dance? Tell us about that.
It's really fun. The people that are running the, doing the drumming and the singing and the dancing will invite everyone up and they'll teach them how to do the friendship dance. And then they lead them around in the circle and they'll learn the steps. And so everyone is invited into the circle at that time. And that's when they can learn the dance. And it's really easy. It's really fun. And I know kids really enjoy that dance too, as well as adults. So it should be a good time.
I bet they do. And I see here that you're encouraging people to bring chairs and or blankets to sit on.
Yeah. We'll have chairs out there, but you know, we probably won't have 200 chairs out there. So we're hoping for a big crowd, but we might not have a chair for you if you come.
So just be on the safe side, throw a couple extra chairs in the trunk.
Yep. And it's always great to grab your fry bread and spread out a blanket. And we have water, free bottled water that has been donated by Amigos. And so in Freeport. And so they'll be able to sit down and have a nice lunch while they're there.
Wonderful. All right. So again, this is the Celebration of Native Americans Education Day. It's at Oakdale Nature Center, Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Everything is free. Everything's about Native American culture. It sounds like a great event, and I hope you can make it.
Yep, everything but the fry bread is free.
Sorry.
And the vendors.
I should clarify. Admission is free.
Yes.
You can buy some of the other things
there.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, Kim.